Hey, it's Sam. Can we talk? Awesome. Awesome. Podcast number two. It's July 20th, and I'm fired up. I'm excited, and I want to share with you, do one thing. Stick with one thing. I did a Facebook Live last night. If you're not inside of our private, well, it's not really a private Facebook group. Just go to Facebook, search Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, and entrepreneurs, and you'll see it right there. Just ask to join. We'd love to have you in there. We want to encourage you and inspire you to do your great stuff out there and find your very own Saturday and then go pay it forward. So a lot of great people. I mean, salt of the earth individuals in there. But I did a live stream last night when I was waiting outside of Cousin Vinny's Pizza here. Yes, that's the name of the pizzeria. $7.99 for a large. Are you kidding me? $7.99 for a large. I don't know how they make money, but we love it. Cousin Vinny's, shout out. And so I did, hey, I'll wait. Remember, the power of 10 minutes. So while I'm waiting 10 minutes, I did a live stream from my car in our Facebook group. And I was talking about the one thing that you're really passionate about, but yet you keep bouncing around like a bubble on a skillet, man. You know, it's like, hey, I think I saw a promo for how to get leads on LinkedIn, so I'm going to go chase that rabbit. Hey, I saw a really great sales page on eBay or on YouTube. Facebook. You know, I know a lot of people that are doing Facebook Live, doing really good with it. Facebook ads, doing really good with it. You know, I'm not an expert. I have a Facebook campaign. I have funnels, but I don't teach that stuff. I have people on my team that I hire to do that for me. I have a Twitter account, pretty good following on Twitter. I don't teach how to get followings on Twitter. I have a YouTube channel. Use it for videos, obviously. I have Wistia. As far as another video hosting campaign, I have a lot of different things, but you know what I really love to do and I make sure I do every day? I speak and I podcast. That's all I want to do. I want to speak and I want to podcast. Podcasting keeps me sharp. It keeps my message sharp. Now, what do you do? What is it that you want to do? Forget about money. I'm just saying, what do you want to do? What is it that you really love to do? Forget about how to make money for just a second. Just suspend that for a minute because immediately everybody goes to money, okay? What is it? Maybe you want to speak. Okay. How are you keeping that sharp, though? I know a lot of speakers that don't have a regular podcast, and that just, it shocks the crap out of me because it takes little effort to get a message out on a platform like iTunes, like you're probably listening through right now, that has over 1 billion downloads, okay, and just as many podcast subscribers who are affluent, educated, really in the know. 9 out of 10 have brand recall recognition for who a sponsor they heard. 80% of them actually want to hear sponsors on podcasts, which begs, Sam, why don't you have a sponsor? Hey, maybe quite soon, but I like doing my own show. I don't want to be beholden to anybody either. And beholden's a strong word, but you know what I mean, right? You tell me to go left, I go right. You know, if somebody were to sponsor my show and say, hey, we want to see, we're done. My show. I know. I got to get over that, though. But it's why I'm psychologically unemployable. I'm not really good at taking orders, you know? But back to the sticking to one thing. I've been podcasting now for the better part of 13 years, and it's all I do. It's all I do to generate leads, prospects, and revenue for my business. Isn't that crazy? Now, I'm not saying I don't have funnels out there and sell products and things like that, but podcasting is what I do every day to generate traffic and business speaking gigs and all of that. And people may be thinking, geez, Sam, that's I never really heard about podcasting. Great. Don't tell anybody, okay? Just don't. Let's keep it our little secret. You should have one. It's funny. I put a promo out to my list a couple months ago that said, I will personally not only train you how to podcast, but I'll do the editing. I'll teach you how to hook it all up, your podcast hosting, get on iTunes and all of that within a week. I mean, literally, just knock it out, and we'll get your show going. I'll coach you 2 1-hour coaching calls. And a lot of people jumped on that, which was really cool, actually, because I had the time at the time to do it. And I think I'm going to run that promo again in a couple weeks once I'm off the road. I had a couple of speaking gigs coming up. And do that again and see how many people take advantage of it. Everybody should. I mean, everybody should. Not just to spend 2 hours with me, and you can ask me anything you want about marketing, speaking, podcast, wherever you want to go with it. The clients who actually went through that training loved it, and we're very grateful for the opportunity to be able to do that. So if and when I ever run that promo again, jump on it. Let me coach you. And by the way, coaching one-on-one, we should be doing that as well. Just send an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com, and put coaching in the subject line. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Why you'd like to work together one-on-one? Is it something where you're struggling with mindset, staying inspired, staying motivated, putting your marketing funnel together, building out this entire platform online, building your brand, finding your unique selling proposition? Hit me up. Send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com, and let's see if we can work together one-on-one, you and I. Wouldn't that be awesome? But if YouTube is what you want to do, that's the right answer. If Facebook is what you want to do, that's the right answer. If speaking is what you want to do, yep, you got it. That's the right answer. Don't leave the field. Like I said, people plant the seeds and then they rip them up before they even get a chance to even germinate, to harvest. Is germinate a word? I think so. Don't stop me. I'm on a roll. But I was just so, when I was shooting this video last night, I was speaking to the distracted individual who's chasing that rabbit. And you know when you chase two rabbits, both of them get away. And if you just stay where you are and don't have expectations about how quickly you should have success, how quickly your message should take off, how quickly you should make X amount of money, all of that, and just stay in that space. I'm not saying don't tweak it, don't edit it, don't get better at it, don't learn more about how, but why can't you be the expert in whatever that space is? If you want to learn how to crush it on LinkedIn, then do it. Be that person, be that guy, be that girl. If you want to crush it doing Facebook ads and then hire your services out, do it. But don't go from being a Facebook expert to a Twitter to a LinkedIn to a YouTube to a podcast to a Snapchat to an Instagram and all over the place just because you saw the latest promo. It's like the person who's driving on the highway. There's three lanes. And they go from the left lane and, the middle lane's going faster than my lane. You know you've done it. We've all done it. So they get over to the middle lane. And then the left lane people start shooting by them and like, but the right lane's moving. So I get over to the right lane. Let me go over there. Let me get here. I am on the right. And now all of a sudden, everybody's entering onto the highway and your right lane traffic is literally a parking lot and the left lane is moving and now the middle lane's passing you. So you try to shoot back over to the middle. That's people on the internet, man. They're going from the left lane opportunity to the middle lane opportunity to the right lane opportunity. If they just what? Stayed in their lane. Now, let me tell you, I got to say this as well, though. It's not that I'm not saying don't expand your horizons. It's not that I'm telling you to don't ever look for opportunities. It's not like I'm saying don't diversify. Okay, that's not it at all. But what I'm saying is quit changing lanes expecting the traffic to move faster. Why don't you stay? We're all going to the same destination. It's Saturday. That's where we're going. We're leaving Averageville. Okay? So we're all leaving the same spot. We're all heading in the same direction. But yet some of us are going to stay in our lane and we're going to see this thing out. We're going to learn more about how to do it. We're going to do it better. We're going to add more value. And yes, we're going to make all the money we want to make, all the money we need. Think about it. All right? You weren't diagnosed with 30 days to live, okay? So life's pretty damn good for you right now. Why don't you spend the next 30 days becoming more of an expert in what it is that you really love to do? There's no wrong answers, but geez, don't open up another email today and look at an opportunity. You know what? I'm going to be a Shopify e-commerce expert. Nope. It's Amazon. Wait, eBay. No, stop it. Stop. Turn the noise level down a little bit, okay? Get a little more focused and say, hey, that person who's actually sending me emails today, who is the expert, that seven-figure earner online, they were just like I was a few years ago. Look, I still get amazed. People are like, well, geez, they've been doing it 5 years. They've been doing it forever. 5 years? Good Lord, I got socks that are older than that. You know, it's like, come on, man. That's not a long time to spend working on your craft. But the difference is they stayed in their lane, man. They loved to do it. The passion was always there. The passion was always the common thread woven throughout that big success. So do that, okay? The right answer is whatever is going around in your head right now that you really want to do, that's the right answer. Don't look at everybody else in the other lanes and all the other shiny cars. Oh, there's a Mercedes, a Jaguar, a Beamer. Look at that Hummer. Oh, man, that's great. An Escalade. Oh, look at all those cars. It's all right, man. I like my Camry. I like my Enclave. Stay right where I am in my little lane. I'm going to keep podcasting. I'm going to keep podcasting till I cannot take another breath. You can bet your booty on that one. Okay? Why? Because I love to do it. and it does pretty good for my family. So go find something that does pretty good for your family and quit paying attention to everybody else. Oh, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.